This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wake your asses up! It's your favorite Theo Al Cintron on the Fan. Absolute Cintron on a Saturday night. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. I got my man, the baby-faced assassin, Connor Green behind the glass. What's good, brother?
I'm doing good, Al. How about you?
I'm good, brother. The Knicks finally have a playoff opponent. It's the Pistons. I'll get into the Mets and the Yankees later. But I'm starting with the Knicks. And with the Knicks fans. And it's a simple question for all you weak-minded, scared pieces of you-know-what that root for the Knicks. When did you become such chicken you-know-what? You're scared of the Detroit Pistons. The Detroit Pistons, who haven't won a playoff series since 1944. Obviously being a smartass with that one. But the Pistons have been irrelevant for a long time. And now, they have a playoff season. They're in the playoffs. They have Cade Cunningham. Ooh. Knicks fans are scared. What the hell are you scared of? What are you scared of? Yes, the Knicks only won one game versus the Pistons this year by 30. And they lost the other three games. I have the scores right in front of me. I do not care about those games. I do not care that the Knicks went 1-3 versus the Pistons. In my heart of hearts, this is what the Knicks have been waiting for. This is what they've been waiting for. The playoffs. And you have your opponent. 1 week from tonight, the Knicks take on the Detroit Pistons. On a Saturday night at Madison Square Garden. Let me repeat that. Okay, there's the Tuesday game at the Garden, Wednesday game at the Garden, a Thursday game at the Garden. There's a Monday game at the Garden. There's a Sunday afternoon game, which I cannot stand. There are two nights that don't beat going to a Knicks game. There are two nights that don't beat it, being at Madison Square Garden. Ranger fans should notice, you're going home early. You didn't go to the playoffs. Madison Square Garden is unhinged to the 10th degree when it's Friday night or Saturday night. Now, let's hope the NBA is smart enough to make Knicks Pistons on a Saturday night, not a 3 o'clock start time. Please do not do that. You want a great crowd? You want an unhinged crowd? You want New York City? Do it Saturday night. The time hasn't come out yet. It says TBD. The ticket prices right now to get in the building, the cheapest ticket. Con, how much you think it is to get in the building, MSG, game one?
Like $1,000.
The cheapest ticket?
$500?
They ain't tariffs on these tickets. Like
$350?
You're close. A little over $300 to get in the building, game one. A little over $300 to get in the building. Now, I don't know because it's the Pistons. I know when I originally saw it, game one with no opponent name, it was like six something. Now it's dropped. Now, for a pair of tickets to go to the Knicks game one, you could probably fly to Detroit, get a hotel room, get some pizza. What else can you see in Detroit? I was going to say something, but I kept it to myself. You could probably, for that price, get two tickets, hotel room. We can check that during the break. But Saturday in Madison Square Garden, the Detroit Pistons are going to be in an environment. That Pistons team. Yes, they have Cade Cunningham. I understand that, Knicks fans. I'm not scared of him. Yes, I said it. I'm not scared of him. I know Pete Kennedy, he's a closeted Pistons fan. We've talked about this. I would not be shocked if I get a text message in like 2 seconds because I said that. But Tobias Harris, last time I saw him in the playoffs, Knicks beat his team, Philly. Jalen Duran, never played in a playoff game. Cade Cunningham, never played in a playoff game. Now, I understand you have Beasley and Schroeder. I understand that. But there's a ton of other guys. Tim Hardaway Jr., he's been in the playoffs before. I'm sure he'll be itching and, you know, chomping at the bits to play against his former team. I am not scared of the Detroit Pistons. If the Knicks can't beat the Pistons, this whole thing will be blown up, except for Jalen Brunson and maybe an OG and an OB and maybe a Josh Hart, if that. But everyone's on the table. I know some people are going to want to point at the coach. Oh, they were burned out. That's why they lost to the Pistons. You guys are already looking for excuses. By social media, you guys are already looking for excuses. Game one hasn't even started, and you're talking like you're defeated. If you feel that the Knicks are not going to beat the Pistons, you're weak AF, and you know what that means. You're weak. We were begging for playoff games. We were begging to be relevant, right? For the Knicks to be relevant. And it finally happened. COVID season. Lost to the Hawks. Fine. And we played the Heat. Another playoff season. Brunson made a mistake late. They lost. And they played last year. Great series versus the Sixers. Energy at the Garden was crazy. MSG South in that dump of a city in Philadelphia was insane. We took over that building. And then we played the Pacers. An injury on top of injury on top of injury on top of injury took place. And then next thing you know, Knicks are done in seven. Indiana shot an historic pace to beat the Knicks. Brunson got hurt in the second half during a comeback. I was able to accept that loss once Brunson went out. And I love the team. Then offseason comes. You have to make tough decisions. Do you think that with Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo, that this team could go further than the team they have now? Well, we're going to find out. I know the offense, we could score with anyone. I know since Mitchell Robinson's come back, the defense has improved. And let's not forget some of these games that the Pistons and the Knicks played, the last game included, obviously. We didn't play OG Anunoby. We didn't play Josh Hart. We didn't play Mitchell Robinson. Last year, when a lot of people wanted the Knicks to bow out of the two seed, the Knicks said, we're going for it. And they got it. Oh, they're going to lose to Philly. I'm not scared of Philadelphia. It's the same way I feel about the Detroit Pistons. Now, if the Pistons beat the Knicks, then I'll own it and say, damn, I was wrong about Detroit. They're ready. But this is about the Knicks. This is what we've been waiting for. This is what diehard Knicks fans have been waiting for. Knicks fans that have suffered through so much losing, no playoffs, season after season after season. Let's tank for this person. Let's tank for that person. Talking like a bunch of losers. And now some of you are talking like losers again, and with a three seed in the playoffs. What happened to you guys? Now, if we can't beat the Pistons, then, like I said, everything's on the table except for Jalen Brunson. And Tom Thibodeau will probably be out of a job. I don't want that. I don't think he deserves to be fired. The team loves him. The team plays for him. The team plays hard. The team's defense has improved since Mitchell Robinson's been back. Is it his fault that Mikal Bridges scores one game 25, the next game 5? No, it's not. Is it his fault Mitchell Robinson can't stay healthy? No, it's not. It's not. Is it his fault Josh Hart is dealing with an injury? No. Is it his fault Jalen Brunson twisted his ankle? No. Now, I do get upset when the Knicks are up 30 with 2 minutes left to go and the starters are still in there versus a bunch of G-leaguers. I think that drives every Knicks fan crazy. But I'm not scared of the Detroit Pistons. In fact, I'm going to say it. No, I don't think it'll be a broom. I think it'll be a gentleman sweep. Knicks in 5. Knicks win the first 2 at home, split in Detroit, and we ended at the Garden. Knicks in 5. Now, Josh Hart earlier put out a tweet. And you can feel it already. You can feel it already. Josh Hart said, and here's the tweet right here. The hatred is always loud. It's because a lot of you Knicks fans are ungrateful. You went from loving the team to, and this is where fan bases cross the line, saying vile things to the players and their family members. This is what a lot of fan bases do. You guys are disgusting. And some of you fans take it to the next level and read between the lines. It's uncalled for. This Knicks team right now, I'm ready to go against any offense, against any team in the league. All I've been begging for all season, all I've been begging for is be healthy going into the playoffs. Everyone available. Yes, you too, Mitchell Robinson. Everyone available. I know Hawk Porty's not going to be available. He doesn't count. No disrespect to him. He just doesn't. Next Saturday night, MSG is going to be absolutely unhinged. The same way when we played the Cavaliers, and it was I remember being at the game Friday night in New York City. I couldn't wait for a Friday night playoff game. You know what's even better? A Saturday night playoff game. NBA better do the right thing. Because you put the Knicks on at 12? Oh, my. The only good thing about that, maybe the Pistons were out partying the night before. At some joint in Midtown. Some hole-in-the-wall strip joint. Who knows? Maybe the Young Bucks go out, show up at the Garden hungover, and Knicks smack them. I don't think that's going to happen. But I'm ready for Knicks playoff basketball. This season has felt like forever. Felt like forever. And maybe we did take this season for granted. Maybe we...
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Toss world when it comes to, well, we've been in the playoffs back-to-back years and blah, 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 blah. And I couldn't wait to get to the playoffs. That's the difference between last year's team and this year's team. Last year's team, I enjoyed watching every single game. We made the trade for Ogunjobi and Precious Achiuwa. The Knicks took it to the next level. Remember how they played, and then the injuries happened, and wasn't the same. But I enjoyed watching a team that was in quicksand for the first half of the year, and then they make the trade at the end of the year, literally the end of the year, New Year's Eve. And then they what they go 14-1 in January, and they went from one of the, you know, in the middle of the pack, whatever it was, to the top defense in the league. Then the Knicks developed that mentality of grinders, that grit, that grimy, that old New York City field, not this new mom and pop's money New York City field, not this bougie New York City now. Forgot where it came from, the old school New York City. It felt like that 90s grit and that grime. And then we made the trade for Karl-Anthony Towns. Unfortunately, we had to trade Dante DiVincenzo, Julius Randle. Well, it was whatever to me. But we had to include Dante DiVincenzo in that trade. That was a big piece off this bench. Big piece of that gritty and grime, that get after you type guy. Made us shorthanded compared to last year. But this Knicks team, this offense can go with anyone. It's going to be interesting to see on the defensive end. Does Mitchell Robinson play more late in these games? I know his free throw shooting absolutely stinks. Does Tibbs experiment with the two bigs to keep Karl-Anthony Towns out of foul trouble? Something he has not been able to do all season long. But if you're a Knicks fan that is scared of the Detroit Pistons, you're not built for this. You're not. This is what we've been waiting for as a fan base. Next Saturday night, the playoffs for the Knicks. Not just playing nonsense. The actual playoffs. We're the 3 seed. The number 2 seed are defending champs. Number 1 seed, the Cavs. Yes, I know the Knicks blew a 23-point lead last night to the Cavs. Karl-Anthony Towns didn't play. I know a lot of Knicks fans were upset. I didn't even watch a second of the game. I just watched the highlights. I didn't care about that game neither. Those games stay healthy, just like tomorrow's game. I don't care about tomorrow's game versus the Brooklyn Nets. And they're actually still selling those tickets for $100. Good luck trying to get that $100 for a meaningless Knicks-Nets game. Good luck. There'll still be a lot of Knicks fans there because we own that building as well. But this is about Saturday night. Are you scared, Knicks fans? Are you ready to rock and roll? Do you believe in this team? Do you think this team is soft? Well, we're going to find out what this team is built. What this team is made of, I should say. We're going to find out. And I think the Knicks beat the Pistons in 5. And we're going to end up playing that team, the defending champs in Boston, in a 7-game series, hopefully fully healthy. I know Jaylen Brown had an injection in his knee. We'll see how that goes for him, how he reacts. They're dealing with injuries. But right now, it's the Detroit Pistons. That's all I care about. Pistons, Knicks, Saturday night. I'm ready. I've been waiting for this. And if you're a Knicks fan and you're scared of it, don't watch. 888-808-1019. Al Cintron on the Fan. Back after this.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.